The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Let's put the appropriate music on for our guests. Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure, man. Show business tune.
Yes.
I like it.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Show business
coming
tunes.
Out of my shell. I feel like I want to dance. Do the can-can for you.
And you can do it?
No. I'm 49 sake. Years old. I can't even touch my toes. Sorry about that.
Ben Foss is the guest this afternoon. He is part of the team performing the new Janice Honeyman pantomime, which is on the way. The Adventures in Pantoland.
Yes.
Apparently this is going to be the panto to end all pantos.
It is the panto to end all pantos because it's made up of all the different pantos.
You're bringing like an ensemble.
A smash,
all of the villains and all of the heroes. Everyone's coming together.
Yeah, so we got four villains. We got four heroes from four different pantos. They all are telling a brand new story about trying to save the golden goblet of goodness. Because...
Come on,
that sounds like
already.
That sort of laugh where you're laughing at us. You're not laughing with us, Rob.
I am super in. That is exactly what I want to pantomime to good. I want
exactly.
to save the golden goblet of goodness.
See, my voice went up there. Yes, that's it. It's the golden goblet of goodness. And Janice Honeyman writes these beautiful stories where we get to celebrate goodness leading into Christmas versus some of the tragedy, call it, that's out in the world. There's quite a lot of that happening right now.
This is like Avengers Endgame of pantomime.
This is.
We've brought the entire crew together.
Is it? The entire crew. So there's storylines for all of them. And it's fantastic. And I play one of the vicious villains.
Yeah, this is a role you're reprising.
I've been a villain before.
You've been a villain
many
before.
Times, yes. I seem to get cast as that. I mean, that's my thing now.
Is it more fun?
Oh, yes. Oh yes, definitely. Especially when you're playing to like children. We've got like lots of kids come. Obviously, it's a real family show, right? Oh, I love it. Just like children. The children are stinky and smelly and oh my gosh, I would like them out of here. And every time you go near them, it feels like there's goo all over them. And that's the sort of feeling I get when I become a villain. I just want to,
I tell you.
It's such fun. I mean, who wants to smile and be good all the time?
No one. Exactly.
Especially since they win in the end. They always win those goodies.
Being defeated.
Yeah.
It must be so much fun getting to ham it up on stage for kids.
It is such fun. And you know, the innocence of children and the fact that they get so invested. We had about 500 kids in there today and I mean, they're tiny. And I was in the front row. I wish you guys could see this out there in your cars in this terrible traffic today. You can't see it, but this little girl, just picture this little girl, 6 years old, with little curls coming down her face. And I'm sitting there in the front, and she's got her fist out to me like this. And she's got her teeth clenched, and she's going, oh, she just wants me to end. She wants it over. She doesn't like these baddies. And that's the sort of... I mean, if you can see that image, this cute little thing, but angry, man. Oh, not happy with the baddies.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it's great. But then when the princess comes out, it's all like, oh. And then when they kiss at the end, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Then it's like smiles and, oh, they get all the applause. And I try and bow and no one claps. I'm like, ah, stuff it.
Oh, the life of a villain.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not like that in real life. I'm pretty
you're
nice.
Not. Yeah. How long have you been performing now? I mean, it's been forever.
Yes, it has. I'm 49 years old. Oh, my back. Oh, jeez. Sorry about that, guys. Old age injury. I've been around for quite a while now. And,
you've written, you've performed, you've produced.
Yes, true story.
Award-winning, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But then I also saw, I was flipping through your resume.
Mm.
There's a mechanical engineering degree hidden in the back there.
There is an engineering degree. I've also got a human resources degree, a commerce degree in human resources.
Two questions. Firstly, did you have to make your mom and dad happy and get the engineering degree? Secondly, have you considered a side hustle fixing Eskom?
Okay, that wouldn't be a side hustle. That would be like a full-time job, right? And no to the first question. My parents were incredibly supportive.
Love that.
Yeah, they were amazing parents. And I actually am disappointed with them, the fact they allowed me to finish an engineering degree before I could start acting. I mean, they were like, they wrote to my teacher when I was in matric saying, this guy's got talent for acting. I didn't even know about that. I found it in my scrapbook years later. But it turns out that they were in full support of whichever way I want to go. So they were just, I said, I'm doing engineering. They were like, well, all right, we thought you might be an actor, but there we go.
And now you spend your days getting little girls all worked up and shouting at you.
And prancing around in frocks and cummerbands and putting on weird voices and expressions.
It must be so much fun.
It
I know
is
I've
such
said it.
Fun. It really is, Rob. It's such fun because you've got the cross section. You've got the adults who are loving all the sort of innuendo which Janice so cleverly puts into a script.
Because you've got to put something in there for mom and dad to enjoy.
Yeah, oh, they love it. No, you often, like the other night, so we did a Friday, no, we did a Saturday night, I think, and we had just adults. And they all come out, and you look out, and you're like, you guys really all just want to come see this? Like, and they're all sitting there, like, cackling and ready to go, and they love it. So we reference, obviously, Eskom, and we reference the politics of the day, and there is a little bit of, just under the belt referencing, but of course, never picked up by a child. So
yeah.
Janice is so clever with that. So yeah, we pitch it perfectly. So everyone loves it.
Oh.
Everybody loves it, Rob. That's how it goes.
And this is the 60th anniversary of the Joburg Theatre as well. So
yes,
this has
so
been
it's a big milestone.
It's been a big year for the theatre. It's
yes.
Amazing to see drama spaces come back after all of the, I'm just going to call it nonsense we had to endure.
Yeah,
over all of that time.
Absolutely.
And the fact that the theatre is still there and still going and still putting on productions.
And the fact that Joburg Theatre is still functioning effectively in an environment where I imagine politically there might be some pressure. Who knows? They are incredibly efficient. We've had load shedding running constantly.
I didn't
and
think
believe
about
it or not,
that.
You need lights when it comes to acting. You know, you can do radio in the dark, bro. Not
and we have,
I'm
and
sure
we
you
will
have
again
many times. Anyway, so the fact that they are keeping this flagship theatre of South Africa properly running in a beautiful, and it's a beautiful theatre, 1,200 seats of just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous space. I don't know if you've been there, but it really
I
is
have.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's really a nice. It's so beautifully designed, well built, and well run. So fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, there
ben,
we go.
Ben
I
is
feel
here.
Like I'm gushing now. Just,
no, it's fine. You're allowed to gush. It's
right.
Your job.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.